Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Patriot captain Devin McCourty. And let me start by saying this. You've been a team captain for a few years now. What is that role?
I think of it as just being yourself. Obviously, your teammates, they vote you to be a captain. They believe in your leadership and what you bring day in and day out. And I just try to keep that energy, keep that attitude and performance level up. And I just try to give them an example to follow. I try not to put too much into it. Obviously, it's a huge honor and it's a big role on the team. But I think just being yourself, that was what I learned from Vince and Mayo, two defensive captains that, you know, when I first was elected captain, I learned from. And that's what they said, just be yourself.
When you see a player struggling, will you go over to him and try and lift his spirits? I mean, do you observe all that in the locker room? Or
every situation is different. I think as players, we just keep playing football. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes from the outside view is, you know, that guy's down, a captain or leader needs to go get him back and get him up, you know, and that's not always the case. Sometimes you just keep playing football and, you get to learn the guys that you're playing with and you know different things that help get different guys out and you just do that and you do what you feel is right.
You guys are ranked second in the league as a defense when it comes to points per game, 17.7 points per game, and yet everybody hops on this defense. Why do you think that is?
We're good some weeks and we're really bad other weeks, according to everybody else. So I don't get too into it. I think we're a unit that's been working hard. You know, we've had things, changes, and different things happen throughout the season, and we've just been on the grind. I feel like, and I think that's the true identity of this team—a hard-working, kind of blue-collar defense that, you know, week in, week out, we're going to do different things, but we're going to get a group of guys and have 11 guys on the field that are going to play as a unit and play hard and play for 60 minutes, and I think that's something we can hang our hat on.
Do you think this defense has turned the corner? Do you think it's on an upswing with momentum in the way
it's
going?
I hope so. We're at that time of the year where we can't afford to not, you know, go out there and play a good game, not go out there and tackle well, get turnovers. You know, we're at that point in the year where we have to do that week in and week out, and as a team, we're counting on each other to do that, offensively, defensively, special teams. And the better we do, you know, that's how you continue to keep playing through these cold months.
You had a huge interception against the Ravens, and the guy reached out and just put a finger on it, on you. And did you feel that? And I know you wanted that return.
Yeah, I didn't feel anything. That's one of the cases where you wish there was no instant replay.
Right.
But overall, I'll take the instant replay. I just lost some yards.
What is it about Denver, besides the team being good, that makes it so hard to play in Denver?
I think Bill mentioned it, you know, in the meeting room. They've had a long streak of sellouts. You know, they've been good for years.
And right.
The crowd, the fans, they all believe in the team. They come out, they support the team. It's a tough place to play. Everyone's against you. And then, like you said, I don't want to repeat it, but they have a good football team. And Bill always says it, to win games, you have to have good players. And they have a bunch of good players there. And it's something we got to find a way to change. You know, I don't think I've won in Denver since 2011 or 2012,
wow,
something like that. It's something we got to work to change. And, you know, it's going to be tough, but we got to go out there and try to get a win on Sunday.
Well, it seems like this week this team is extremely focused.
Yeah, and like I said, it's that time of year where the sense of urgency has to rise. And I think we have a group of guys this year, some guys that are new to the team, not necessarily rookies, but free agents, who understand that. They're focusing, and it's not just, you know, what people want to say, the captains that have to lead. It's a group of guys throughout the team in the locker room. You know, you have guys like Rob Ninkovich and Julian Edelman, guys that are not necessarily captains, but they understand it. They've been in a ton of big games.
They get it.
For the rookies, the young guys, they have a ton of guys to follow. You just got to follow these guys, and we just got to keep preparing it and keep putting in the work more now than even before earlier in the season.
Happy holidays to you.
Same to you.
Good luck in Denver.
Thank you.
Devin McCourty, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.